From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Ray Whalen reports for New York State of Politics that there are now more than 71,000 migrants currently in New York, with most in New York City. Governor Kathy Hochul says she has been working with New York City Mayor Eric Adams and the federal government to find housing options. Hochul said, and I quote, "We're working closely with them, literally hour by hour, trying to identify places where there are welcoming communities," end quote. Government officials in many upstate counties are now saying that they have enough migrants already, can't take any more. Hochul countered, and I quote, "There's not a cost to the locality. This is simply allowing people to be welcome, whether it's in a hotel, if it's in a campus, and the money follows them. The money will cover the cost of all the services they will need. I think a lot of people don't know that yet. They assume they'll be borne by the community. That's not the case here," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. WNYT reports that Rensselaer County officials are warning about a spike in deadly overdoses in the county since May 19th. In Rensselaer County, the health department there said that cocaine and fentanyl is reported to be involved in most of the overdoses. Authorities are saying there may have been as many as 5 fatal overdoses this weekend in Rensselaer County. Anyone needing help should call the Rensselaer County Recovery Helpline at 1-833-467-3123 or rensco.helpline@gmail.com. Read more about this story at the WNYT website. The Troy Record reports that Brian Owens, the retired City of Troy police chief, now running for Rensselaer County Sheriff, has chosen Kerry Peter Marble as his Rensselaer County Undersheriff. Peter Marble has a 26-year law enforcement career from the North Greenbush Police Department to the New York State Police. There are 2 Republicans and 2 conservative candidates running for sheriff in the primary election in June. Kyle R. Bolgart is running on both lines against Republican Jason C. Stockless and against conservative Brian G. Owens. Read more about this story in the Troy Record. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.